Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Consolo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boyd for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Goodman moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandoz hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triandoz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daly moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Busby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Daly hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-1 in the game. Miranda hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Niemann moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 2 in the game. Consolo hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 2 in the game. Miranda bunts towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Pete Daly. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sammy White now catching. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gardner moves to third. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into right field. Jensen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jensen. Gardner scores. Boyd goes all the way around to score. Goodman moves to third. It's 3-0, Orioles. Al Pilarczyk pinch runs for Billy Goodman. George Siski now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pilarczyk scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Orioles. Joe Durham pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Francona. The throw from White and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Francona. The throw to Siski covering the plate. The slide. Francona is out. Busby moves to second. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Triandos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Brooks Robinson now playing third base. Joe Durham now playing left field. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Klaus moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Klaus moves to third. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Klaus tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Orioles. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.